Do you think that the bad things you've done aren't a big deal compared to what other people have done? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What's the difference between different sins? I mean, some of them seem really bad to us, but others don't look like such a big deal. Well, from God's perspective, any sin breaks our relationship with Him and needs to be confessed and turned from. So are some sins more serious than others? How should you treat someone who's done something worse in your eyes than how you treat yourself? That's what we're getting into with today's Devo, Big or Small by A.W. Smith. Are you ever tempted to believe that your sins are bigger or smaller than somebody else's? It's an easy lie to fall into. But in God's sight, there are no big or small sins. It's all just plain sin. It might be helpful to think of sin like stepping on a rock. Whether you trip over a large rock or step barefoot on a small, sharp pebble, it hurts. Stumbling on a rock of any size can stop us in our tracks. It's easy to think that small sins like hiding the truth, gossip, and jealousy aren't really a big deal, but even little pebbles can cause great pain. James 2:10 says, "For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it." When we commit a sin that seems small to us, we may think it's not so bad. But the Bible says if we break just one small part of God's law, we're as guilty as if we'd broken every part. Now, that doesn't mean we might as well sin big because it's all the same to God. But instead of pointing a finger at others when they sin, insisting their sins are bigger than ours, we need to confess our own sins to God. Our sin has caused each one of us to stumble and fall, but Jesus wants to pick us back up and tenderly care for our wounds. He took all our sins upon Himself on the cross, and then He was resurrected from the dead to defeat sin and death. If we've put our trust in Jesus, all our sins are paid for. He forgives us for all of them, past, present, and future. So, whenever we sin, we can admit our guilt to God, receive His forgiveness, and ask for His help to keep walking. Through the Holy Spirit, He will help us turn away from sin and look for ways we could make things right, such as apologizing, telling the truth, or providing payment for something we've damaged or stolen. We can read more about that in Luke 19, 1-10. God knows that sin hurts everything it touches. That's why He sent His Son Jesus, so we could be forgiven and saved from sin. So none of us has any right to think we're better than someone else. Instead of being critical of others, we can look for sins in our own lives, then confess them to God and walk forward with Him. So let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. What sins are you tempted to think of as small? Why do you think there's no such thing as small sin in God's eyes? God always wants to forgive and restore us. How can remembering God's perfect grace help us confess all our sins to Him? You can find out more about His forgiveness through Jesus when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in James 2:10, "For whoever keeps the whole law yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it." And see for yourself what God says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, James 2:10, and 1 John 1, 7 through 9 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and one way we can grow richer together is through praying for each other. And if you're going through something that you could use some prayer for, we want to be there for you. Tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu, and we will pray. Come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Even if you've been hurt and disappointed before, you don't have to build a wall between you and Jesus to protect yourself. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your mind.